So great to be learning together. Sherei Oraz, Sephardic Tshuva of the week. And this week we're going to be focusing on whether you can use grape juice for the Arba Kosot. And we're going to see a big debate over this amongst the 20th century Posekim. I haven't seen Rav Avadja weigh in on this, but at the end, in the actual debate, but at the end I see what he has in the Yalkut Yosef, what his bottom line is about this issue. Very interesting debate back and forth amongst between Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Soloveitchik, his Talmidim, and then Ratzvi Pasach Frank, who had a big influence on Rav Avadja Yosef, and then we're going to see how Yalkut Yosef resolves this issue. Now, offhand, it would seem to be it's totally mutar. The Gemara Baba Batra says straight out, the person is allowed to be Sochet Adam Eshkol Shel Anavim Umel of Kiddush Hayom. You squeeze a cluster of grapes, and you can say Kiddush. That's it. So what's there more to talk about? You can say Kiddush. Then it should be Mutar for Arba Kosot as well. But it's interesting, it's not discussed about Arba Kosot. It's not discussed till the 20th century. Whenever you have a situation like this, that a question is only debated and raised in the 20th century about grape juice, the Arba Kosot, so you have to wonder why. After all, we've been observing Torah for a very long time. Why has there been no discussion of this? So I think it's very, very simple. It's a question in regards to Kiddush, but not in terms of Arba Kosot, at least not until the 20th century. It's not practical. Because at this time of the year, grapes are just not available. Fresh grapes are not available. They're available at the time of harvesting the grapes. So early fall to around Sukkot, you're definitely going to have wine, you have fresh grapes, and you have grape juice, make kiddush, but that grape juice is not going to last all the way until Pesach. Not until modern technology be introduced, we're able to preserve grape juice all the way till all the way to Pesach all year round. Grape juice would be something you'd only have in the early fall. And therefore, this question of grape juice of the Arba Kosot was never raised before the 20th century because the technology just didn't have this as possible. So therefore, 20th century Posekim, second half of the second century Posekim already started debating, well, is it okay, is it not okay to use grape juice for the Arba Kosot? So it really hinges on how are you going to be plowing a Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, on Kuf Chet Amud Bet. The Gemara there talks about a situation where someone did not dilute the wine. Times the Gemara, they had to dilute the wine. And if you didn't dilute the wine, the Gemara says you fulfill the mitzvah of Yayin. In other words, you did drink Arba Kosot. However, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Chayrut. Now, what does that mean? Rashbam explains. Rashbam is the primary mefarash to the 10th parak of Masechet Pesachim. He writes that Ein Chashivut El B'Yayin Mazug. That's not the full mitzvah because it's not considered to be Chashivut. It's not really considered to be a Chashuv drink. It's not a prestigious, significant drink unless it's actually diluted. So what do you see from this? For the Arba Kosot, you need Yayin Chashuv. So what do you have someone who doesn't like grape juice? So someone doesn't like wine, he's allowed to use grape juice for the Arba Kosot. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, cannot, because you see from the Gemara, you need something chashivut, you need yayin chashuv, you need something that's chashuv, and you need wine that's chashuv. Grape juice is not chashuv, so if you don't like wine, it's too bad, you have to still drink it. Doesn't really matter. And Rav Soloveitchik says, no, what the Gemara say? That's not a demonstration of Chayrut if it's not wine that's Chashuv. Chayrut, that's a big thing, it's Chayrut, freedom. How in the world is it a demonstration of Chayrut if you can't stand the wine? If you can't stand wine and you like grape juice, and you could say Bar Pirei Geffen on grape juice for sure, it's definitely considered halakhically to be wine, okay. So it's not chashivut for someone who likes wine. Someone who likes wine should drink wine, not grape juice, because grape juice is not chashuv compared to regular wine. But for someone who doesn't like wine, that's not chayru to drink a wine that he can't stand. So argues Rav Soloveitchik. So it goes back and forth on this issue. It can be interpreted in one of two ways. Now, are there ra'ayot, are there evidence to these opinions? So here you have the Rav Moshe Feinstein brought a ra'aya from evidence from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in the Sakha Pesachim in the 10th parak that that it tells this following story that Rav Yonah drank the abrakosot of the Seder and had a headache until Shavuot. Rav Yehuda ben Rav Hai drank abrakosot of the Seder and had a headache till Sukkot. So either Shavuot or Sukkot. So said Rav Moshe Feinstein, why did they have to get so sick? Why didn't they just have grape juice? So two answers. Either they didn't know that was going to be the reaction, number one. Number two, so that they couldn't plan in advance. Number two is that the way Rav Soloveitchik responded is that they didn't have grape juice. So it turned out that really Rav Soloveitchik is correct, that they didn't have grape juice. It wasn't available, that it would not, grape juice was not available pre-modern times at Pesach time. And therefore they didn't have grape juice as an option. And when this was pointed out to Rav David Feinstein, Rav Moshe's son who recently passed away, Rav David said, well, there goes my father's ra'ayah. So it really turns out that it's not really a ra'ayah. So, but it's still, his svara is still there. It's not yayin chashuv, but his ra'ayah is not there. So we have a machlok between Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik about this matter. How do you resolve it? Do we have another ra'ayah? Well, here's where Tzvi Pesach Freiin tries to bring a ra'ayah. He tries to show that part of wine is at the abrakosot, part of the wine of the abrakosot supposed to be simcha. Where do we see this? Also, Pesachim Kuf Chedem Abed says if you drank all the kosot, you drank it all at once, you took 12 ounces, say the revi'it is 3 ounces, you had 12 ounces all at once, you didn't spread out amongst the Seder the way you're supposed to. This guy had it all at once. So he fulfills his mitzvah of yayim, but not the mitzvah of arba kosot, because he didn't have the arba kosot at the right time, but he didn't spread out. But he did fulfill the mitzvah, Rashbam explains, mishum simchat yom tov, because he fulfilled the mitzvah of simchat yom tov, he's supposed to be having wine. So what do we see from here? That part of the arba kosot should be about simchat yom tov. And Rasu Pasach, he cleverly tries to bring note that grape juice is not mesameach. Where do we see that it's not mesameach? From the fact that at the Suda Mafseket, the last meal before Tisha B'Av, that's the only time, according to the Gemara, Temanim still follow this, the only time you're not allowed to have wine or drink meat is only at the Suda Mafseket. Many have expanded, Sfaradim and Ashkenazim have expanded it beyond the Suda Mafseket, but according to the Gemara and the Rambam, the Temanim still follow it. You can have meat the whole all in 9 days until the Suda Mafseket. But at the Suda Mafseket, you can't have wine, can't have meat. So, but you can have at the Suda Mafseket. You can have what the Gemara calls Yai Megito. You can have freshly squeezed grape juice that you can already have. So, you see that if you can have it at the Suda Mafseket, it must be that grape juice is not misamech. So you see that grape juice is not misamech. So therefore wouldn't be suitable for the Arba Kosot, where it has to be, where you're drinking it in part because of Simchat Yom Tov. Seems to be a very clever raya. The only thing is, you look in Rashi there in Tanit, Laman Amalav, where the Gemara tells us that you can have grape juice for the Suda Mafseket. He says, well, no. Because look at the way that Rashi describes the grape juice in his time, and certainly Rashi, who was a vintner, certainly knew a lot about wine. So Rashi says, first of all, it's chadash matok. It's new, it's sweet, in otoki ayin yashan, it's not as good as aged wine, and mishalshel mazik, it causes shilshul and is damaging. Now the last part is certainly not relevant as far as grape juice. People love grape juice. It's not mishalshel mazik, doesn't bring shilshul, doesn't damage, and therefore, it probably would not be acceptable for the Suda Mafseket, today's grape juice, as opposed to Yai Megito in the time of the Gemara, and would bring simcha even at the Seder itself. So therefore, Rotzi Pesach's Raya doesn't seem to work based on the Rashi. So you don't really have Rayot either way. what you're dealing with here is in mitzvah medrabanan, and you have two ways to interpret the Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, Kuf Chet and Mabet, about the requirement of Yain Chashuv, or Cheirut. Do you say that, for Cheirut, you have to drink a wine that you like? Or it has to be wine, otherwise just grape juice is not Mesameach. So this is a machlok between Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik. So how does Yahut Yosef come and resolve this? Ad Shavua Ketuva Shishivi Achriya Benihem. How's the Rav Adja going to resolve it? He's going to resolve it in favor of saying that if you don't like grape juice, you are drinking wine is very difficult for you. Then if you find it very difficult to drink wine, then Yaku Yosef rules that you can have grape juice. L'chad chila, not just b'diavad, but l'chad chila. If someone doesn't like it, you could have grape juice. But if someone likes wine, they should have wine. If someone really does not like wine, it's very difficult to have them wine, then they can have grape juice. So bottom line, it's a machloket. Rav Moshe Feinstein of Soloveitchik and Yaku Yosef comes out agreeing with Rav Soloveitchik that for someone who does not like wine, has a difficult time with wine, they can use grape juice at the Seder. Wishing everybody a great day, a great week, with much bracha, much briyut.